Access All Areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lane on FUBAR Radio.
Everyone, good evening. It's me, Stephen Lang. Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm by myself right now. Hopefully I won't be soon. Lizzie is on her way. She's stuck in traffic. The joys of being a celebrity. She had a puncture in her... what's it called? Tire puncture. We're going to get on with the show. But we do have a really exciting lineup this evening. We have fresh off X Factor, the very handsome and very talented dancer and singer Johnny Labby. Well, they called him Johnny Labby on the show, and I really want to clear this up, how you pronounce this surname. It was kind of a shock eviction on X Factor this weekend. I was watching with my friends, and it was all very hands over mouth situation. They seem to be getting rid of all the good people early. Don't know what's going on there. We then also have Christina Rian off Strictly Come Dancing fame on the phone, and we also have friend of the show Cece Coleman, who's been in before to talk about the new series of First Dates again, which I've applied for, and they turned me down. I didn't even get a call back. Absolutely furious about it. There's an election coming. Who's excited? That I'm getting a bit of a muted response. I'm quite excited. I've just moved into my new flat, so one of the first things I did was register for council tax so that I could vote, because I'm that kind of geek. But there's been some big showbiz news this week. Obviously, I don't know if anyone's seen, Carolyn Flack is apparently engaged with her boyfriend, with a seemingly a short amount of time, Lewis Burton. She has been engaged before, if I remember rightly. It's an interesting one. She certainly knows how to pick him, I would say. I'm a big fan. Yeah, anyone remember Andrew Brady? Jeez, that didn't end so well. And then obviously today there was all the royals were out for the remembrance thing at the Cenotaph, which was great to see. And Meghan again, you know, what's going on there? I'm a bit confused as to whether or not people like her or not, whether she likes being here or not. What's the deal? And I'm intrigued to keep an eye on her because, you know, I work for a celebrity magazine, so, you know, we write about her quite a lot. Today she looked like she was in a good mood. A bit different to how she looked when she did that documentary on ITV. There's also rumours that Stacey Solomon is engaged. Yay! Giving me all the good showbiz gossip this evening. I'm going to play a little song. This one's for my mum, actually. Very important she's listening this evening. Had a bit of a shit day, but it's fine. Here's a bit of Sister Sledge.
We
for my lovely mum.
Oh, hello, Mum.
Oh, guess who's here?
Hey, I'm here. I made it.
What happened?
Punctured tyre.
Oh, bloody hell.
Richmond Quick Fit. Thank you so much in Richmond. You saved my life.
Right.
But then I had to jump in a cab. I'm all breathless. He talked about football the whole way.
You love football.
Oh, yeah, I know, but not that football team we wanted to talk about. But anyway, I got here.
You are here. I wanted to talk to you very quickly about your little appearance on This Morning. Last week, you did the Halloween special as Whatever Happened to Baby
Philip
Jane.
Philip Schofield told me to clear off.
You were the running joke.
How funny was it? It was like, I've gone from doing that with Rylan.
You know, at first I didn't recognise you.
I didn't recognise me either. They got me. Do you know what they did? It was unbelievable. Hours and hours of work this was. So I came in all bright and bushy-tailed. Hi! They were like, right, Lizzie, come here. They scraped my hair back. I was really not enjoying this. They then put wax on my eyebrows.
Oh, like a drag queen.
Oh, man, I couldn't bear it. They were like, put blood, real blood in my eyes, which stung. So it was all dripping
real
down.
Real blood?
Well, the makeup blood. And this horrible white, thick, powdered, that just sunk into your skin. Covered, but they were masters at it.
Yeah, you look great. But everyone looked great.
What about, I had to walk you on. And I was like doing the Peter Crouch robot walk. I was like, where did that come from? But anyway, it was great fun. I was very pleased to be asked because it was a great production. I was just watching everyone get done, you know, changing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dr. Ranj. Dr. Ranj.
And then Kem also. Actually, I kind of thought he looked kind of sexy, which was a bit weird.
Gosh.
Considering he was dressed as the...
Yeah, he did quite.
It was the moustache, I think. Anyway, shall we? We'll play a little trail, and then we're going to get our first guest, Johnny, in. Are you up for that?
I love Johnny. I can't wait. Yes, let's do it.
And he's not on X Factor. We can talk to him.
I know. That.
Disappointing.
FUBAR Radio presents Joey Page.
Many mentions. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you.
I get you to just do a little? Can you just advertise the show quickly for us?
Joe Page is kind of tight.
Joe Page is my real name. I've added a showbiz Y.
That's right. Why would you do that, Joe Page?
Too late.
I think you should drop the Y.
Yeah.
Joe Page suits the mustache too.
Yeah. Okay.
Joe Page.
Turn the page, Joe.
And the suit. Yeah, I think Joe, man.
Joe Page.
I've already done.
Joe Page.
Made a lot of posters with Joey Page on.
Hey, this is Michael from Many Mansions, and you're listening to Joe Page. Page on FUBAR Radio every Wednesday, 2 p.m.
And I'm very excited to be talking to Kelsey and Nick from Local Natives. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Letterman was fun. I had an interesting situation at the end of our set. He's like, oh, where are you guys from? And here, I'll go over here so like it makes sense. So I was just like, Silver Lake! He's like, cool, thanks. And then he leaves.
Maybe to make you feel better, we'll do the reverse. So I'm going to get you to ask me where I'm from.
Yeah, where are you from?
Bexley Heath! Bro, you got to represent where you're from.
Yeah.
John Grant, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Joey.
Do you feel you are appreciated enough in the music business? You're like a genius in music, so...
Thank you for the fantastic compliments. I don't feel particularly great at what I do, so it's always nice to hear that. I don't know, I don't feel like I'm allowed to have an opinion about that. I think I'm probably getting what I can handle. I wonder if I would be able to take the kind of attention that some people get.
Band of Skulls, welcome into...
Thank you very much.
Russell and Emma, how you doing? I'm sure you were far too busy to be aware of this, but it was pancake day. How are your pancaking skills? Are you any good at making them? Are you any good at flipping them?
I do a good American pancake.
Baking soda?
Dad's recipe. It's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's the secret, though, isn't it, to make them rise?
In the fridge for a bit, just to chill.
That's an extra thing that will help me next time I make them.
Every Wednesday from 2 p.m. Yeah.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Access All Areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lane on FUBAR Radio.
Overexcited.
I messed up there. I'm sorry. I played the wrong thing.
Because you've got the man of your dreams in the studio.
Don't go... breaking my heart. Johnny Lavi, hello.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hey, hello.
Celebrity X Factor. You should be still.
Ex-celebrity X Factor.
No, for me.
It's a sore subject.
Is it really?
Of course not, man. Like, I literally look back at that and I'm like,
I mean, it was surreal anyway to just be like, you know, in front Saturday of Simon Cowell, just be like, what am I doing on X Factor? Do you know what I mean? Like, I was running with it, and at first, like, admittedly, I didn't really know entirely what it was that I was wanting to get back, apart from just doing something and just kind of. I think a lot of the time when you just think, do you know what, I'm just going to scare myself and do something which is a little bit out of my comfort zone and learn a bit. And then when I was doing it, it was just at the time when I was thinking, I'll have a crack at this, and I'm actually having a good time. That
and you could see that.
You were just a phenomenal dancer, because I've seen you perform before. Your dancing is incredible, as well as your singing. You're just an all-round
I don't know. I've done, people would probably most know me... I feel like Troy McClure. You know,
people may know me from that.
From EastEnders, but then also from a dance show, and also from my dance background and all the rest of it. So I didn't want to go into X Factor and be like, that's my, you know, go-to niche, thing to do. So I was wanting to, one, be on there as a singer, but then I had all these ideas and concepts and things that I was going to want to get into, and...
Because your dancing is phenomenal.
Alas, it was not to be.
Because can I ask you, you know when Dermot said who was to go and who was to stay? Did you look confused?
It was confusing. It was confusing because the whole night was confusing. There was like new rules being made about, you know, like people, you know, Nicole's buzzer and everything was just a bit like... What's going on a little bit?
Hmm.
And then the wording at the end when he'd said the actor with the second lowest votes... is Johnny Labby, and I went, wait, does that mean that the lowest votes are Martin and I'm safe? And I looked at it, I was just a bit like,
I saw you looking confused,
and then I went, oh, does that mean I'm going home? And he went, yeah. And I was like,
all right,
but okay,
Johnny, can I say, because
cool.
Look,
no, it's
Martin did forget his words, bless him, didn't he?
I love that, but
Martin had his song changed twice that week. And including the last song choice was on Friday.
But were you cool with it?
Was on Saturday. I don't know what day it was.
But did you stand there?
I don't know what my name is at the moment.
Did you stand there and think, you know what? I understand because he had his song changed. Or did you stand there and think, do you know what? He forgot his words. I did a great performance. This isn't fair.
I think a lot of the time, it's out of your control and it's done. So if it's up to whatever it's up to, then it's already happened. It's already been decided. There's no amount of kicking and screaming, or there's no amount of being any bitterness, or that's going to change the situation. So you're just like, oh, that's cool. Like, I've got two songs on Spotify and iTunes.
True.
I had a duet with David Foster.
That was incredible, by the way.
I went to Simon Cowell's house in Malibu. I'm all of a sudden, now that I've got this influx and this sort of introduction to music, reconnected with music again, because I used to be really invested in music. So that's a nice thing to come back. But then also I'm going around and I'm making new, I'm being very proactive, like this week, gone around and be messaging people to like collaborate and do things. Because now I want to finish off this album. I want to finish off whatever it is. I want to go out. I want to do tours. I've got different ideas. I've got new, it's kind of like having like a Kickstarter again, you know, like
just giving you
I'm not just going to go, that's going to be fun. That was cool. You know, like it's nice to know that people, you know, people have heard me sing for the first time, for example.
Yeah,
so,
but you were so cool on the auditions, and then David Foster said, look, I've got to come and perform. Was that all set up? Did you know?
It might have been set up by them, but it was completely spare of the moment for me.
Cool.
You never know with this show, do you know what I mean? Like, they have plans and whatever, but it was completely spare of the moment for me.
Is that part of the problem with it, in a way? Because... It does feel a bit on the hoof, like you don't really know what's coming. Suddenly you're doing this, you're doing that.
It's a new show anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's a new concept that they're trying to do. It's worked and it's working, and you know, Megan was in the charts number
really
two
well,
the other day.
Yeah.
That girl is so talented in her writing, and she deserves every success from that show, because it's her moment. And you know, there's other acts on there that are getting introduced, you know, the V5 girls.
Yeah.
They're going to be a new super group, you know, because they've got international success already, let alone this show, which
they're very polished
love.
As well for
they're,
like a,
they're, oh my God,
they're like
they're
a mixture of just like cool, sassy,
they've got it,
just artists already, and you can see it. So it's really, really exciting to even be associated with that whole group of people.
Of course.
Would you say your winner is? Would you say that Megan is the winner of this show? who's got that special something.
My winner was, you know, split between Victoria, which was a shame. You know, I was like, I cannot. My biggest shock of the night, and the reason why I look so lost and gormless on the actual like announcement of it.
I didn't say that.
Was the fact of like, I was like, I don't mind myself going because I was like thinking, that's fine, you know. But I was thinking, you can't get rid of Victoria. I was like, surely she's got the best voice on that show, in my opinion. And artistically, you know, Megan's got a better sort of, you know, it's her own songs, it's her own music, yeah, so it's her own emotions. Yeah. You know, when you're playing someone else's character,
she's very
or singing someone else's songs or whatever. So, but then also, you know, the Love Island group are really putting it together. They're finding their sort of sound and their. And their feet, you know, at the start in the first episode. So people are growing every week.
The rugby boys.
Kevin, the rugby. Oh my God, the rugby boys.
Come on now.
Come on
now.
What?
Come on now. They look great.
I love those guys. No, there's something nice about energy. There's something about rugby lads, you know, like there's just like a brotherhood instant.
I always. Tom Evans is a friend of mine.
I
love Tom. He's so cheeky, but I could see his little face when Nicole was doing the audition. He was kind of like, I know his little flirty eyes. But they are great fun. They've got nice energy, I think.
But what do you think? I mean, in all likelihood, it's probably going to be someone like Vinny or Martin, who's probably going to end up winning.
Fatty.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about that? Because they're less about the actual singing ability and more about like a Butlin's entertainment factor.
That's what people want, and that's what people want. You know, I don't know. It's like
I genuinely think it's too
TV
watching
these
it.
Days.
It's,
I don't
they're
know.
Entertaining. I'm not absolutely not taking away from that, but it's like a big party on stage rather than listening to what the quality of their voice.
Everyone had a reason to do the show, and everyone has a reason to do whatever it is they're doing on the show. So, Vinny's was a very you know. In just
heartbreaking,
and he's such a lovely guy. Whether he wants to still be on it, I don't know.
Why?
He's like, I don't know. That's the whole. I can't really.
He's not taking it too seriously.
No, it's not. It's just the sort of thing of like, you know, he's having a great time and, you know, he's getting support and he's got massive fans and all the rest of it. And he's like, literally, he lights up that studio every, or he has done every week.
It's
because
fun.
It's
just
fun.
To watch.
You can't
spend
the entire evening all getting all like really serious about who's the best artist and all the rest of it, because everyone at the end of the day just wants a fun act.
Yes.
And it's Saturday night.
And it's Saturday night, and it's, you know, the spur of the moment.
But Martin Pichetti, you know, I can't help but like
bless
him.
Bless that man. I love him.
He's so wants
everyone
it.
Does.
He wants to sing. He really wants it. You can see it. You know, and I know everyone wants to win. I wanted you to stay in. But he just so, you don't expect it from Martin Pichetti to want much.
Yeah, it's an odd concept, the whole, that watching someone like him perform in the way he does.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has their, as I said, everyone has their own reasons. I had mine when I went onto it. I've got a load of projects and stuff that I've, since doing a show last year, I'd sort of like started doing projects and creating things, and I just needed some sort of influx of, you know, being back and being relevant again. Yeah. But it's difficult, you know. If you do a high profile show, staying relevant is a real thing for people that do that, you know.
Yeah.
And it can be quite a scary, lonely place or whatever. So I was like, right, I'm going to set up a load of projects for myself to do, and all I need now is just a big profile boost to show people that I can sing, start a sort of not fresh slate, but just start a completely different thing and just run with it. So
because I loved your last, I just loved it with the white, the look, the shades, the white suit. You look so good. Were you upset when Simon said what he said?
It was odd because ultimately those things aren't my decision. I'd put like myself in some sort of like cross between, I don't know, James Brown, Harry Styles, and Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake vibe, you know.
I just
said that to the team and said those are sort of like stylistically and things and influences, but that's the team, you know, and they're an incredible team, but it's not clothes that I bring myself, you know. So
you didn't put that white suit, you were told to wear it.
And
then when you get stick for it, he's like, hang on.
hold on a second, I didn't choose this.
But then also as well, like the whole big band thing, I love big band music, don't get me wrong, you know. I've just worked with a music producer who I know from back home that I know was classically trained, and he said the same thing, and like, I was classically trained and it's a big part of my history, but it's not necessarily who I am and what I do. So the big band thing.
It's quite a niche big band, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, big band is quite niche, but that's why it kind of felt like it wasn't being done, so it felt like a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. However, now that I look back at it, I was like, oh, do you know what? I should have done a Bruno track. I should have just danced, because that's what people would have wanted to yeah. see.
Do you have the option
whereas
to...
Whereas they were sort of trying to make it cool and not trying, I'm just trying to keep it
maybe
within
trying
that.
It too hard
and so
way.
I was trying to, it's quite hard when you're trying to reinvent Big Bang, because it does go down that ooh nearly
that
sort of cabaret route. And
but
I guess
could
that,
you not have your say and say, do you know what, I want to do more of a Bruno, could you have not said I don't want, or is it difficult to, because they've got in their head what they want you to do?
Don't know really, it's it was on the cards. I'm not saying it wasn't, you know. Yeah. I love the track that I chose. I used to sing it in a band when I was about 15. We were called Fish with Feet.
Wow. Fish with Feet.
Yeah. Genetic band.
Yeah. And yeah, it was just one of the track. I've got. I love rock and roll music. I love rock music. I love punk. I love house, techno, whatever. I've got such an eclectic taste because of dance. And I wanted to do like a sort of Elvis Presley cross with like Glenn Miller with that reference in there. So I'd sort of like, and I actually said to the team, I was like, nope, I want to do this one. And they were like, well, Simon would like you to do this one. And I was like, nope, I'm going to stick to my guns, because that's what people have told me to do, you know, and be true to who you are. So I feel like, and watching it back, I was really worried about how I'd be presented as well, you know. It's a reality show, you don't know how they're gonna play you as a person.
Yes,
your character.
And I can really just sort of be happy with what I did, because I think I came across exactly how I am.
Yeah.
And that was really comforting and a real relief.
We came across so likable.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you were that. A talent,
honestly. The messages are just, you can't wake up the next day and not feel sad and get upset about it, because, not to say that I have to resort to my phone in order to be happy or whatever, but you go to Instagram and like, I'll just, you know, work through the next lot of messages that have come through, and it's like support, love, can't wait to see what you do next. I thought you deserve to do this, you deserve to do that. And I've kind of compared it into the way of when I was killed off in EastEnders. It was such a shock to people that people were outraged that it happened. There was an incredible message, which, you know, it was a homophobic attack and it happens to anyone. And essentially what the route they'd gone down was saying, look, this is the most lovable character. We're just going to get rid of him, because that happens to people in life. But the reaction to that, and people feeling a little bit like,
oh,
I wasn't expecting that
to
happen.
It's a bit Game of Thrones.
Was the best thing about, you know, for me, was the support side of it that's followed through till now. So from X Factor, if people feel like that, and you know, the response has been...
It's been immense for you,
amazing,
hasn't it?
Yeah. Then it's only... It's like,
it's
yeah,
good.
I'm
it's
winning, you know?
Thing,
it's good.
It's
and
a good
it's,
thing.
And it's... And if you'd rather go at that point, maybe, if that's the case, then you would, when you deserve to go further down the line, people are like,
really messed up.
How is he still in it? Do you know what I mean? West End, you know.
But did Simon give you any words of wisdom after? Was he upset? Because it was difficult, wasn't it?
I need to message everyone, really. I've kind of been dealing with the responses of, like, the immediate responses. But... You know, I think those the judges, you have to respect them in the competition as to not like be knocking on their doors, or maybe you should. I don't know how the system works, or like, but these days especially, you know, I'm quite bad for reaching out to people to ask for things.
Yes.
I'm quite sort of homemade. I've got till now by myself, so not necessarily to say that, you know, I need to reach out to anyone, but I feel like with the people that I know and the things that I can do, it's a lot more rewarding if you go, if I wanted to do an album, that maybe I could do it.
Yes.
But I would more so reach out to him and just say, you know, thank you for this incredible platform, really. I wouldn't be asking and reaching him out to him to say, we'd really love to be on your... Maybe I should.
Listen, I do know. Maybe I just ask him.
Yeah, maybe I should.
Has there been any but trolling, also, any negative stuff that you've had...
I've not read one.
Really?
Mm.
That's impressive.
I've not read one. And that is for X Factor, especially, you know, and the way that people watch TV these days, especially, you know, people have gotten into a habit of, through watching Love Island and through watching those shows, that people, I think people quite enjoy sitting back and comfort of their own homes.
I enjoy
expressing their opinions about people in private.
It's true.
And on social media. And to have walked away from a show like that and not received one negative comment is like unheard of, I think.
You came across so just likeable, which Simon always says you've got to have.
It's a lie.
Likeability.
He's horrible. Really.
It's a lie.
Were your favourite judge? Was there a favourite judge, or did you love them all? Is it anything?
I'd only really spoke to Louis. Really, I'd spoken to Simon at his house when we were in Malibu. We were doing like VTs around his, like, you know, the sort of interviews around his swimming pool. And and they were doing shots of us looking really pensive, as if we weren't going to get through. And he was having breakfast, you know, with his son and his wife. And I sort of went up to him and I was like, "Do you often get, you know, random people looking pensive around your swimming pool?" And he was like, "You have no idea."
It's a constant stream all year round in different countries.
I was like, "Your son's growing up with these random people getting filmed looking really sad around your swimming pool." He probably never uses that swimming pool because he thinks that if he uses it, he's going to enter into a manic.
That's funny.
Johnny, what's next for you? Have you got any plans, or are you an open book?
Next, I am. Well, immediately next, it's Diabetes Day in a couple of weeks, the 14th of November. I'm type 1 diabetic.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I've joined up with, I'm an ambassador for JDRF, which is like the global leading diabetic charity. I'm going to be launching a concept with them called T1 to Know One, which is like an event space where people can go to, say, like, a sporting event, a fashion event, an open mic, drag event, whatever, and just turn up and be diabetic and not have to feel like they need to talk about the condition. It's basically just like an event space thing.
Oh, great.
So going to be doing loads of stuff on Diabetes Day, but then also, I've got like a one-man play planned.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I've been collaborating and just like events and things like that. That's what I was talking about before, about, you know.
But you are such a good performer. I was at a charity event and everyone was like mouths on the floor. You were sensational.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously, this guy can really, I mean, beyond, it's a shame you didn't get to see that, more of that on X Factor, because your dancing is, I think, Strictly.
Yeah.
Next year.
He's just on X Factor. He can't do Strictly the year
come
after.
On, come on!
We've already signed enough. You know what I mean? Like,
no, leave it with me. Leave it with me.
Well, Johnny, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
really
for having
appreciate
me.
It.
It's nice to be back.
And you weren't on our show last time. I believe you were on Ian's show.
This is the better one.
Thank you. That's what we like to hear.
Thank you. Thank you. Lovely to see you, Johnny. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm going to play a little bit of Chaka Khan, if that's all right with you.
Ooh, yeah, Chaka Khan.
Wearing a boot.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Thank you.
Enjoying that, Lizzie?
Climb every woman. Yeah, in these boots, climb every woman.
Climb every woman?
Yes.
Bloody hell. We have our next guest, Christina Rianoff, on the phone. Hello, Christina.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Well, I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's so exciting to be back on the show.
Yes, it's been a while. What's going down?
Well, all sorts of things going on. I opened my studios in Northampton with Ben. We teach lots of dance and yoga and fitness classes.
Oh, good. Keeps you calm. Keeps you calm.
Yeah.
I need some of that, darling,
we
please.
All do a thing nowadays.
Can I come? I need to come and visit.
Yeah. So you are working on a new tour. Is that right?
I am. Would you believe? So a year ago, I toured with my production called Dance to the Music. Mm-hmm. And it is about evolution of dance from 1920s, from prohibition era with Charleston, all the way to present day. So the show was extremely successful because people love the fact that they can do literally all sorts of, they can watch all sorts of style of dance, they can sing along, they can bring their grandkids and grandparents. It's literally 15 styles of dance.
Wow, 15?
Oh my God.
For everybody.
How long is the show? 15 dance in how long?
Well, it's 45 minutes every act.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a very
God,
packed,
that's hardcore.
Show. Yeah.
No wonder you look so incredible.
And it's just a really good kind of fun.
Lizzie,
that's Johnny calling me back. sorry about that, Christina. And you're dancing with Jake Quickenden, my friend.
Well, no, I'm not quite dancing with him, Lizzie, I don't think.
He's hosting.
Jake will be happy to dance because he's like, you know, if you put the ice for me, I will dance on the ice. I said, no, Jake, I'll put the ice for you. But no, Jake Quickenden is actually a host of my show.
Oh.
And obviously, I am a fan of his absolutely gorgeous voice. And when I was looking for someone to host, to have a good banter with on the show, because I'm going to be co-hosting the show, talk a little bit about Strictly Days, a bit of anecdotes, a little bit of the inside, what it's like to be on the show. So come and watch a bit of gossip, guys.
No,
love
Jake
a gossip.
Be,
you know I
Jake
love a gossip.
Jake is going to be definitely singing and hosting. But he is actually dancing. There is a little bit of an interesting twist within the show.
This is sounding good.
Yeah, it's going to be a tiny little spot.
What show can I come to, Christine? I want to come.
There is 42 days in all around
Same
the country.
As my age.
We're going everywhere, including Scotland. All on the website, dancetothemusictour.com, and we're literally everywhere. So you just have to have a little look. What are the closest theatre next to you?
Oh,
and you can
fantastic.
Come and see the show and meet Jake and me after the show as well. Have a little chat, Lizzie.
Yes.
I
want to have a little chat. I've got to catch up with you. It's been ages, darling. I haven't seen you for ages.
I know.
Sorry, because I was going out with a lunatic.
So, yeah, you still have to come and do a little bit of dance class with me, Lizzie.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe
you will
actually
dance with Jake on the show if you come home.
Yes.
We'll have a little bit of a
audience
participation.
I love that. So, Christine.
If you see the audience, you can dance.
Yeah. I think you should have Lizzie right at the front so that she gets picked on. That's the plan.
It's like, panto.
What are you making of this year Strictly?
Well, you know, every year Strictly is a little bit has a little bit of a twist and turn, and this year is no different. Obviously, we have people with injuries leaving the show. We have people.
That's the new curse.
Yeah, it seems like a new curse. But the thing is, it's always interesting, like right now at this point of the show, within the next 2 weeks, you will really see who is going to be there till the very end, because some people start really great at the beginning, but they kind of run out of steam by this time, you know, because it is a long sort of, it's not a sprint, it's a quite long distance run, and you know, people get drained emotionally and physically. And right by Blackpool week, you can really see who really kind of get the dancing bug and want to go further. I really love OT and his...
Kelvin.
Kelvin, I do too. He's my fave.
I think he's absolutely great. Quite natural mover.
I'm waiting for his top to come off.
I don't think it'll be long.
He shoots on, Lizzie. We're all watching for different reasons.
But what did you think about the recent death threats? Because is it all getting a little bit out of control with Mike Bushell?
I think it's ridiculous. But to be honest, you know, people get so into it. They get so kind of literally embracing the show. But yes, you get a little bit of sort of nonsense like that. I mean, when I was on the show with John Sargent, my very first year, 10 years ago,
that was amazing.
And we were there until like nearly quarterfinals, and people, good dancers, started leaving, and we were still there. And it's kind of was the reason why he left and decided to go, because it was quite a similar thing. It was sort of, you know, very negative, very intense. You know, people start saying horrible things to him, to his wife. You know, like there was so much in the press about.
And it's
why
quite, it's not really worth it when it gets to that,
well,
is
exactly.
it?
Well, exactly. It's meant to be an entertainment show. Yeah. I mean, we get celebrities to have fun. Yep, we teach them to dance. But let's kind of get an understanding. It's not British National Championships or like
exactly.
the world.
Yeah, but people get so into it.
Nobody's going to lose like a world title. if we're not going to get there. I love the fact that people love it so much. And this is why I was there for so many years and enjoy that, because you can see the love of the nation to the show. But let people enjoy the show. I mean, it is an intense work. You're working with those guys 8 hours a day. It's very difficult. I mean, he is there for a reason. I mean, people do vote for him, so he is an entertaining person to watch at the end of the day. So, you know, I mean,
he's every right to be there, isn't he?
Just, of course, absolutely. Yeah. It's just very negative, and I think it shouldn't be really there, because at the end of the day, it's all about entertainment and making these people feel good. So I feel very sorry that he has kind of this negativity which came with the show, because it shouldn't be like that. And I've been through it with like I said, John Sargent, and that's why he stepped down. He just said one day, Christina, it's not worth it anymore.
Wow.
It's no longer fun, and I don't want to drag you.
You must have been devastated when you got that.
I really was. It was hard, because obviously we did have a good time, and he was a wonderful person to work with. And then all of a sudden it became so like such a negative environment, and you think, well, what is happening? You know, people do vote, they want us there. Let it be. You know, let your nation say who they want to see next week in the show. So it was sad, because he felt like he was sort of pushed into that corner that he had to go.
That was a shame
for others, and that's a shame.
Well, I remember it well, Christine, because I was with you. And I mean, you were very lucky with injuries, because there does seem to be a lot of injuries on this year's show.
All about yoga, baby.
It's all about yoga, because Neil Jones has been out, and Kevin has taken over his place. I mean, how do you think? I mean, because Neil Jones got the chance to be the main
finally
dancer, and sadly he's injured.
Kevin Clifton again.
And then Craig made a kind of comment, Craig River Hall, saying, you know, it was
better chemistry.
This new couple's better chemistry.
Yeah, well, look, the thing is, it's somebody was going to comment about chemistry, but let's go back to the injuries, because I think it's more important topic. Thing is, I believe that, you know, 25 years of dancing can be very heavy on your body, like any professional sport. Mm. So I've been doing yoga for as much as I do dancing, you know, since I moved to America in 2001. So I kind of found that love of yoga. And I truly believe that's what kept me away from any kind of physical injuries, but also actually gave me that kind of correct mental state, you know, the emotional state to deal with a lot of things within the limelight, and also with the pressure of competitions. And so I think, I think it was just a great complementary kind of thing to my body. Mm. And this is why I'm so kind of passionate about it. So I think it's a shame, you know, that people get injured. I understand with celebs, because it's such a strenuous thing on the body. It's, well, where else you would do anything for 8-9 hours a day, you know, physical activity. It is crazy, and that's why people do lose so much weight.
Yeah.
You know,
because
it's
true.
Just a very intense work. And the professionals is probably just unlucky. Sometimes you're just unlucky, you know, you can get a real severe injury and so on. We do work very hard as pros on that show, and we do, besides dancing 8-9 hours with the celebrities, we also do our own professional numbers, which are obviously always full on. And so when you combine the hours you do per week, it's just insane. So sometimes body just doesn't have time to recover.
I would just say that, Christina, you did very artfully manage to avoid the question there. Do you think that they had better chemistry? Because I think it was pretty good. What do you think?
Kevin?
Kevin and
I do not think so. I'm sorry. I do not think so. I do not see that. I think just Kevin is a very good a pro. He can kind of really get into the character. You know, he's obviously done musical theater, stage performing. It's a bit like acting. That's what a lot of people need to remember.
But you're looking forward to seeing Neil back in the groove. He should be back, I think, this week. Is that right?
I hope so, because it's his very first season.
Yeah.
And he's been obviously in the cast of Just Pro Dancers for a while. It's such a great chance. He has a great partner. And it would be very sad if Kevin didn't win again.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's right.
Christina, thank you so much. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Christina, best of luck.
And yeah, good luck with the tour.
It's an amazing tour. We're going to come and see that.
I hope you come, guys.
Yeah, I will. Definitely. Send me when I can come.
Send me. Do, my darling.
Okay, loads of love. Guys. Love
thank
to Ben.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks, Christina. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Lovely lady.
Lovely lady. Gosh, doing all the yoga and she thinks that she's looking forward to Neil back, not Kevin. There you go.
Interesting. Should we play a bit of Dua Lipa and then get our final guest, Cece?
Please. If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody, if you wanna believe that anything could stop me, don't show up.
Dua Lipa there, and Lizzie is actually on the phone.
Sorry, it's my driver's turned up early, and so he's going to go in 5 minutes. Hi, can you wait? Wait for me, I'm on the radio.
This is classic Lizzie Cundy.
Wait for me, I'm on the radio. You're outside for me, yeah? You wait. You're a bit early.
You better clip this up.
Okay.
This is good.
You're early. You're early, so no, naughty. Okay, sit tight. Good boy.
That little laugh you can hear is our very gorgeous final guest of the evening, the lovely Cece Coleman.
And she's so gorgeous. Sorry about that. He just said, I'm only going to wait 5 minutes. I thought, you're early.
Who's that Uber?
Yeah, oh, naughty boy.
You should try Captain. Captain's the one now. 50% off your first 5 rides.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I don't have shares
Captain.
In the company.
Captain, is that why you're wearing the cap?
That's why you're wearing a cap.
Captain Bridley. So listen, Cece, my son's in love with you. You know that.
They are lovely boys. They thank are you. Very, very easy on the eye, I have to say.
Well, thank you very much. They think the same about you.
So, first dates is back.
It's
back.
Oh my god, we're back. Yeah, we're back. We're back on Tuesday, 10
wow.
p.m.
Okay.
We have got 6 episodes, and then we lead up to Christmas.
Do you have a Christmas
I can't
special?
Believe it.
We do.
Ooh!
We've done it slightly differently.
Okay.
So we have. I can't say exactly where, but we've gone a little bit intimate. And ooh. We may have changed something about the venue.
Oh, is it like a naughty party or something?
What's going that's on? Right,
everyone's
naughty
in
party.
Leather.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
everyone.
I should fit.
Whips
I want to come.
Because
do you know what I do love? You have become such... I mean, everyone just adores you. I think they watch the show just to see you. So
thanks.
Part of it.
But is it funny doing it? Because you see the chemistry or not the chemistry...
Do you know what it is? We are so lucky to be able to be like on the front row of watching people go on dates, right? Because dating is awkward as hell.
Hate it.
So it is awkward. I mean, it is awkward, but it's fun. But that's like a private moment. So then you've got us lot like in the background, like trying to listen in. Yeah, exactly. And then I always want to save the day. So if it's going badly, I always want to go in, but I have to kind of rein it in because I'm not the third wheel. It's not my day.
It's up to them.
I'm just serving the food. But exactly, it's up to them. It's their date. So yeah, I have to slap wrists sometimes. Like, don't go to the table. Just leave them alone. Let them get on with it.
I do have a question, actually. Is everyone in the restaurant on a date, even if they're not being filmed?
So, yes, everybody's on a date. So we
even if they're not one of the main couples that you see, the mic'd up kind of thing.
Yes, but we now have. So we used to have every single person on a brand new first date. But now our background daters, we call them, so they're the ones that aren't actually like in the sight of the camera. Mm-hmm. They are either couples or people, so it looks like they're actually chatting because what was happening is they were sitting there and just staring
watching.
Around and watching and listening, and it was becoming a bit like, guys, you just
you got
you
know,
you're on a date
forget
too.
About the cameras.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's how we do it now, and it works. It's a lot smoother and it's a lot more pleasant because there's an atmosphere because people were silent. It was like
thinking like, oh, I don't want to say anything in case.
You're on a date. You've got to talk and
exactly.
eat.
Exactly.
But like that, don't chew because it's going to make
a noise. It's a talk, eat. Yeah, exactly.
Just
don't
be yourself.
Spit. Yeah.
But can you really pick up if there is chemistry? Can you go, wow, this there's magic, there's something, there's a connection?
I feel I can, yeah, but I'm very hopeful. I'm that person that just thinks everybody's in love, so unless it's
they're
really
not.
Obvious I know, exactly.
It's all fake, it's phony. Just Google me.
Exactly.
Everyone's like a scam. No, but you must, I mean, there is sometimes you've got the big love stories, haven't you, that it's worked out.
We do And do you know what shocks me as well is that our team works so hard to get these dates together, and somehow it always amazes me when we have dates that know each other or if they've dated like years beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter how far we scour back and look on Facebook and try and find, you know, who they dated before, it still happens. And I just think that's amazing because it's like, firstly, we've done our job really well because we've got two people together that like each other. And secondly, maybe they're just meant to be together. Maybe their paths were meant to cross again, because sometimes it doesn't work out, does it? Sometimes it's like not right.
Happened with Jane McDonald.
Oh, I love
Jane
McDonald.
She met the man that she's with now when she was 18. They dated for 6 months and then they got back together in their 50s.
I love stories
like
that.
And I love Jane McDonald.
Gives me hope.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Although, actually, I don't know if I want to date the men I dated when I was 18.
No, I thought who I dated at 18.
Yeah.
But I have to give you some stick because you did a celebrity.
Oh, stick.
We
on.
Did the celebrity version.
Yes.
And my friend Jo Wood went on and you gave her it was like a bad Ronnie Wood lookalike. It was just terrific. She went, he was like Ronnie, but who hadn't slept even more and bigger nose. And just was so, she said, I couldn't believe it. And well, she said, I was trying not to laugh because it was just stereotype.
Do you remember
that?
I was serving her. She was my table. I can't take fault for that because I don't do the casting. So I'm just going to throw that right back.
Right back to the producers. Days.
Exactly. Yeah.
I laughed so much when I saw
I know, he did look very, very similar.
Yes, it was a rock sort of like...
Is she single again now?
No, she's got a lovely man and just moved into a home.
The Builder Man. Yeah.
No, not the Builder Man.
Oh, another one.
Not Bob the Builder, new guy.
Okay.
Very sweet.
Okay, interesting.
See, there is.
So what keeps you going back to doing first dates?
It's like a relationship. It's that love-hate thing. You're like, do you know what? It's time to move on. No, I can't. I just... I'm a sucker for love. I've just always grown up that way. My family are all real huggy. We all love each other. You know, we tell each other all the time. So being in a job that I get to exercise that is just, it's just beautiful. And it really is. It sounds really pathetic, but I genuinely like seeing people fall in love or seeing people connect and seeing people vulnerable. Like, that's something that we don't get to see every single day because you're just on the tube, put most people on their phones. So seeing someone get vulnerable and actually be brave enough to go to that space, that's what gets my heart. So, you know, if I get to witness that, I feel very privileged to be in that position.
It's a nice job, actually, because you're witnessing people, you know, could fall in love.
Or not.
Yeah.
Or not. But I have to ask, what about yourself on the old love life? Because if I remember rightly, my son was quite interested in you. But a bit naughty.
That was a good old year ago. No, I'm still loved up. I'm still a year and a half into my relationship. Are you going well? Yeah. Yeah, it's do you know what? It's interesting being in a relationship as an adult. That makes sense.
Because I've always
been like, you just go with it. And then you hit 30 and then you're like, okay, now I've got to start thinking seriously. And now I'm like, well, into my 30s, I'm seeing it differently. And it's two strangers coming together and trying to make something work. And it either works or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're...
18 months in, that's always been my cut-off point. So if you make it past 18 months,
good.
I feel pretty good.
I think that's very good. Because
I've got one more month.
See, so stuff you want to do outside, though, because everyone loves you on this show, but is there other stuff you want to do?
Well, do you know, I've been doing recently lots of podcasts, and I've realised that is something that is a lot of fun because you're completely free. Mm. You can say what you want, you're not restricted, you can swear, and I love a swear word. So I think podcast might be my way forward.
Have you got one planned? Are you thinking about one?
I will have. No, I don't have one at the moment.
Swear word.
I don't know. I've got loads of notes.
People would be interested in what you have to say because you've almost become, just by definition of what you do, like an expert on what you can see and what you can gather from people, what's good to do, what's not.
Yeah, well, the ones I keep getting pulled in to do are all on relationships. So even if the topic isn't relationships, we end up talking about that. And it's, maybe it's just because I see so much of it, I've always got something to say. Mm. So it wouldn't surprise me if it was a podcast on relationships of some sort. Well, I'm not an expert, I just see a lot.
But you can pretend to be.
I can pretend very well.
You've seen many relationships blossom and maybe not do so well.
Yeah.
You'd be a very good expert.
That's true.
I would say expert, but I'd say, yeah, I see a lot and I absorb a lot.
So, first dates back on...
Tuesday, 10 p.m.
Channel 4.
Channel 4, always, yeah. Get that one in there, yeah.
it's my favourite show. Well, my boys love it.
Oh, I'm out Tuesday night. I'll watch it on the commute
they
into work.
They all love when the oldies get together.
Yeah, the oldies are the good ones.
They've got so much wisdom. They're so lovely. They've got so much to say.
Little nuggets they give me. I've got to be on there. See?
I don't know why we haven't got you yet.
We should both go. Why haven't we?
I emailed.
I did a whole audition thing. Nothing. Didn't hear a thing.
Really?
I wanted to get on. I know I'm fuming about
Come
it.
On,
to be fair, we have 600,000 people apply a year.
Well, I am.
Can I do the celebrity version? What about me?
Yeah.
I want to do the celebrity version, but don't get me an ex-old footballer.
You know that they will.
That's got rickets. I'd be able to walk.
Or rugby player.
Okay.
Cece, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, gorgeous as always.
Thank you, Stephen. So good to see you.
So good to see you.
See you next time. Sorry, I was late. Punch a tire.
I won't be here the next time you're on because it's my birthday.
Happy birthday for your next time.
Thank you. I'm 23.
Sagittarius or Scorpio?
23. Scorpio. God, you look good.
Scorpio. That's why I'm evil. Sticking the tail. lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you, darling. See you next time.
I hope that taxi's waited for you, Cece. Thank you again. We've got a bit of share to play us out.
Thank you. Just for me and my boots, baby.
Woo!